Some Zimbabweans have suffered to the extent that they now believe that colonial ruler Ian Douglas Smith was far much better than the current ruling ZANU-PF party led by President Robert Mugabe. But others dismiss this as baseless, noting that the Smith regime was racist as it treated blacks like second-class citizens. Backers of this school of thought further argue that independence from colonial rule liberated them from one of the most oppressive systems in the world, racism. Alice Mkonoweshuro is convinced that the current black government is worse than the racist Smith regime. As a result, she believes that Zimbabweans are worse off today than they were under the colonial rulers.
Independence to us means nothing. It is meaningless. We don't have jobs. The children we have sent to school are not going to work. We are struggling for food every day. Almost everything is depressing. We have nothing to celebrate for. Otherwise, things is gone worse than before. So independence is nothing to us, completely nothing, because we are suffering.
36-year-old Kudakwashe Maisiri, a general dealer who sells all sorts of goods in Zimbabwe's capital city, despite having a diploma in nursing, shares the same sentiments.
I can't really say that I'm living the kind of life that I want to live. So because of that, independence to me is not really significant.
Anderson Kufakunesu, another Harare resident, adds that the country has not recorded any meaningful social and economic development since independence in 1980.
For me, there is no independence in Zimbabwe because people are being forced to do something which they don't want. Like companies are forced to remit 51% to local people, while it's 49% are taken by the foreign companies. So for someone to say that Zimbabwe is independent in that area, I don't think it would be good. Even for people to do their business, like we have Zim asset in Zimbabwe, which does not benefit nearly everyone, but it's only for those who hold ZANU-PF cards. But for MDC people, they don't have independence, even because when they want to do their political activism, they have to apply to the police, and most of the time they are not given a chance to do their functions. So I don't think there is independence in Zimbabwe.
The Zimbabwe Agenda for Social and Economic Transformation, or ZIMASET, is the country's economic blueprint mooted by the ruling ZANU-PF party before the 2013 general election, which it won, though the results have been disputed by opposition parties. For Shorai Chimuriwo, independence without a sound economy is just as bad as not having independence at all.
For now, I can say it's useless to celebrate on the 18th of April because with the situation we are facing right now, in regard of the economy, the situation of the economy is not good. We can say independence is a day that we say we have been freed, but for the situation right now, we are facing a suffering, so there's no independence at all.
Harare Central Member of Parliament Murisi Zwizai of the MDCT Formation agrees, stressing that the country's independence has just become a meaningless calendar day.
It has changed from that very much celebrated day when people would celebrate their freedom and celebrate good life, celebrate happiness, celebrate democracy, celebrate good education, medicines in the hospitals. All that is gone. It is an independence that comes just coincidentally, like now, when people cannot even access their monies in the bank. You go to the bank, there is no money, there is nothing, unemployment is rampant. So it just has remained a calendar date.
But Emilia Machacha disagrees, arguing that though the economy is almost on its knees and people are struggling to make ends meet, it is still worth celebrating Independence Day.
Independence is of much importance, and it's a day that should be put into consideration by every Zimbabwean, because we managed to celebrate our freedom. With my life, the joy that I have today, the peace that I have today in Zimbabwe, not only me, but every Zimbabwean, it was because some people had to sacrifice their lives so that we can have this independence. So it is of much importance.
Zimbabweans had high hopes of achieving a lot of social, economic, and political goals before and after independence. Some people now think that the future is bleak under the ZANU-PF government, though others believe that Mr. Mugabe's government will normalize the situation in the near future. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Patricia Mdadigwa.